Track 5. Next is talk of the county, and Rowan Mantell can hardly wait for Lovelight Norwich.
February does not normally fill me with joy, unless there's snow, then I'm in my ice-cold element. This year I am, as ever, through the winter, longing for deep and prolonged snow. Scorching summer seaside days are joyful, mellow warm evenings just as good, but snow is my first love. Chilly February has claimed to be the month of love and lovers for centuries, coming out in a feverish frenzy of hearts and flowers on the 14th. But deep down, once I've scoffed any chocolate that comes my way, it all feels more sickly sweet than Cupid cute. But now there is something to love about February which does not rely on fickle weather or out-of-season flowers. Lovelight Norwich blazed across the city in February 2020. For three evenings, city streets and buildings were illuminated in glowing colours, and a trail of light through the city included walk-through sound and light installations and fiery displays. Colours moved across the stone and stained glass of the cathedral west front, while inside the ancient architecture melted and reformed with a series of swirling, dreamlike, psychedelic projections set to music. From shadow shows in caves to cinema and television, humans have been transfixed for centuries by the way that light can transform a surface. And for three nights this month, we can swap the moving lights box in the corner for a whole city of lights. We are promised fiery sculptures of marsh ponies on Cathedral Green, the cathedral itself lit in a kaleidoscope of colours, and in a river of light flowing through the city, installations and events including fiery ballet on bicycles, an iridescent solar-powered butterfly, a heart-shaped mirror ball throwing lights down to the street and up to the sky, and a suspended space inspired by faraway galaxies, where visitors can dance to generate unique sequences of sound and light. And Valentine lovers, Cupid and flowers feature too. The matchmaking cherub will be flying across the castle, and flowers will be frozen into ice sculptures beside the University of the Arts. Last month, I only just caught the 12 Norwich Days of Christmas projected onto Norwich Castle, watching it several times in succession one cold evening to pick out the Norfolk references, from the four canary calling birds to seven swans a-swimming in the Great Hospital Swan Pit and 11 Norwich Cathedral organ pipes piping. It was clever, uplifting and beautiful, and I'm hoping it'll be back so that I can find more of its Norwich twists next Christmas. From the thrilling Fire on the Water Festival in Great Yarmouth in the autumn to the fabulous King's Lynn Lumiere projections, imaginative, creative people are adding light and joy to our lives. Ideally for me, Lovelight Norwich will be sparkling through snow flurries, but whatever the weather, there's something magical about the way that art, light and energy transforms cold, dark surfaces into something entirely different, and fills cold, dark streets with crowds of happy people. It is illuminating.